Amanda Wild is the host of The Swing Years and Beyond, heard Saturday evenings on KUOW. Every month we get a visit from Amanda introducing us to the history behind songs we didn't know we knew so well. Here's another tune that sounds familiar.
Banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying?
What's that they're saying?
While they keep playing,
humming and swaying,
it's a good cheer.
Robert E. Lee that comes to carry the cotton always.
Okay, so Amanda, I get this image of a steamboat going downstream, and this tune is playing. It comes from childhood. I was actually in old Alabama when I think this image came to me.
But. Oh, well, it's interesting you mention Alabama because one of the lyricists on here, L. Wolf Gilbert, depicted the levee in old Alabama, even though that state was located 150 miles east of any levees. But Gilbert was born in the Ukraine, so presumably had more knowledge of the Black Sea than he did of the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
This is a classic 1912 song, and it's one of the most famous songs about riverboat travel, so I'm not surprised you've heard it many times. And I do believe it's been featured in many cartoons and television shows, things that we're kind of unable to track, but it's definitely been ubiquitous.
Yeah, all sorts of versions over the years.
That's right. Well, the song was first popularized by the Heidelberg Quartet in 1912, which is the version we just heard. And actually, no other song has done more to immortalize the Mississippi steamboats of those days. And when we think about it, we need that history because things aren't the same today. It's a ragtime song. And ragtime, as you know, was popular in the late 1890s. That was the heyday of ragtime. But then it went through this resurgence in around the 1910s and the 19-teens. So in 1912, when this song came out, Irving Berlin was writing ragtime tunes along with a lot of other people. So I wanted you to hear the song in its full ragtime glory. This has the syncopated rhythms of ragtime, which many of those post-ragtime songs did not. Here is Ubie Blake, the great ragtime pianist, with his version of Waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Steamboat coming, boy. All for this foreigner born.
Ubie Blake with Waiting for the Robert E. Lee, a tune that sounds familiar. We're talking with Amanda Wild of KUOW. And so there's an instrumental version, more vocal versions to
That's
come.
That's right. We're going to hear actually the minstrel singers who do a version of this, just so you can, again, hear the words and done in this, what is considered this minstrel style. Here are the minstrel singers.
Watch them shuffling along, see them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, real pal. Go down to the levee, I said to the levee, and join the shuffling throng. Hear that music and song, it's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee, waiting on the Robert E. Lee.
Another version of Wait for the Robert E.
Now, when I hear the song, I always think of Jolson, and we're actually going to hear him in just a moment.
Oh, yeah.
But
yes.
Think of his kind of voice doing it. And the song was featured in that seminal film known as The First Talkie, although it kind of wasn't, but it was the jazz singer. But interestingly, he didn't sing it in that film. In fact, he was dubbed in that film by somebody else. So interestingly, Al Jolson did not sing that song in the jazz singer. A guy named Bobby Gordon sang it. Mm. dubbing it as Jolson. And if you've seen The Jazz Singer, I mean, this is about, you know, a young Jewish man who's not following in his father's footsteps. And so there's this great quote where he said that a friend comes to the father, Al Jolson's father, and says, who do you think I saw singing ragtime songs in the saloon? Your son, Jakey. And so his father rushes down to this beer garden and sees his son, played by Jolson, singing Waiting for the Robert E. Lee, which, again, isn't really sung by him. He didn't sing it until 1947. Huh. But another version I brought in was something that, you know, you mentioned you've heard it in cartoons, and we said television shows, and we'll talk about some of the films it was in besides The Jazz Singer. But it was also a very popular song for calliopes and the kind of musical instruments that accompany amusement park rides. So here's a Wurlitzer version of Waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
So this is probably the version I saw in that cartoon. I don't know. It's so light for a calliope.
I am still researching if this is part of the famous Steamboat Willie cartoon or where people who know the cartoon music from the cartoon know it from. So if you know, you should write to the beat here at KOW and let us know what cartoon you've heard it in. It was also in, it's also been interpreted by, there's an accordion and handbell version of this song. I mean, it's just a great fodder for experimentation. This was also featured, it became kind of a show tune when it was featured in Babes on Broadway, which has an unfortunate blackface scene, so I don't really recommend it. But it was Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney, and like I said, it took on more of a swing feel. And we can hear that in this next version. It was recorded mid-century, I would say around 1947, and this is the Al Jolson version, and with another famous voice of the 20th century.
Watch them shuffling along.
I'm watching, baby. See them shuffling along.
Go take your best gal.
Get your real pal.
Go down to the levee. I said the levee.
I'm gonna join that righteous shuffling throng.
Hear that music and song.
So Al Jolson from 47, you say?
I think so. I think it was around that time. And by the way, look for this film versions of Reds, which was probably one of the more recent times it was used. The Jolson Story and Jolson Sings Again, which ironically now Al Jolson is dubbing the voice of Larry Parks, who plays Al Jolson. So he dubbed himself singing Waiting for the Robert E. Lee much later in life.
About that? Yeah. You have one more version to go out with here.
Yeah, I just wanted to show a while ago on this segment, Dave, you and I talked about Louis Jordan, and he's a great R&B artist who crossed that line between swing and R&B and rock and roll. So I wanted to hear this more smooth swinging version from Louis Jordan of Waiting on the Robert E. Lee.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all. While they are waiting, the banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying? What's that they're saying? While they keep playing, I'm humming and swaying. It's a good ship, Robert E. Lee, that's come to carry the cotton away.
Waiting for the Robert E. Lee is the tune that sounds familiar. We look at the history behind music you didn't know you knew so well with Amanda Wild, the host of The Swing Years and Beyond on KUOW, joins us regularly on the program. 94.9 KUOW, Thursday, November 9th, 2006. I'm Dave Beck.